Hey everybody, before we get started, I do have a small message from one of our fellow podcasters.
Hey there, this is John from Lizards and Locations.
And Cotton Candy!
We have a lot of campaigns we want you guys to check out, like Strixhaven, Syllabus of Shenanigans, Pillars of Creation, Roy, aka Roots of Yggdrasil, and Mass Effect, Broker Builder, Corporate Spy.
Ooh, sounds mysterious.
Kinda is, yeah. We also have one-shots, a lot of one-shots. We also have a little podcasting where we ramble. It's called Tavern Ramblings.
Whoa.
Where can you find us?
Oh my god, find us on Instagram, Mastodon, Hive, Twitter, Blue Sky, Facebook. That's not what you meant.
It's not. No, I was actually saying, like, where can you see us? Where can
you hear us? Find us on YouTube and Spotify and everywhere you listen to podcasts, like Podbean, Good Pods. I don't know. Apple Podcasts.
Yeah, fast stuff. Yeah. We also have a lot more content that we're going to be putting out through things like Patreon and Ko-fi, Coffee, Ko-fi.
Buy me a pizza.
That, sure. I'm making a whole new world called Drasinger.
Full of dressings?
Full of dragons, but yeah, sure. We'll put that in the back pocket. When can they find us?
Oh my goodness, on a Wednesday in the middle of the week. That would be the third day of the birthday.
There's no 10 days here, but that's regardless. Can we roll yet?
So, if you get a chance, give them a listen. Thank you very much, and back to our show. Back to Big Campaign Stories. I'm Jeff, your GM and narrator, and we have the whole gang together. But before we get this session started, let's get some lightsaber checks. Sean.
Hey, I'm Sean, and I play fours.
Oh
my goodness.
It was a 20.
Rolled the 20. It's a 20. Guys, we have a 20.
No, that's a 4. That's not a 20.
Actually, I'll put the 4. Mav.
This is Mav. I played Dosh, and I didn't roll a 20. I got 2 11s. Does that count? Is that half a lightsaber?
It's only high gravity malt liquor, my friend.
I'll take it. Jesse.
Hey, everybody. I'm Jesse. I play as Oswald, and I rolled a 13. Marshall.
Hey, everybody. This is Marshall. I play Keegan, and I rolled a 14. John, bring us home.
Hey everybody, this is John playing as Lucius, and I got a 10.
All right, John, how about that recap?
I believe that Sean rolled a 4.
I believe that you rolled a 3.
That is what I see. Quick.
That was a spasm.
That was a practice roll?
Just trying to get the bad one out of the system, right?
I literally was...
Are you still wrong, John? Because Sean got a 20.
Huh? Yeah, but he rolled a 4, too.
But there were also other numbers as well. Yeah.
Oh, what happened last time? I know that we did kind of a everybody get back together and recap episode. Oh, I'm drawing the biggest of blanks.
We learned that everybody had an eventful time off except for Keegan, who just kind of hung out with his dad.
Just kind of had myself a nap on the couch and the day got away from me.
Right.
I believe Lucian's brother came. Talked to him a bit.
That was at right. The end, correct? I think towards the end of the...
Yeah, we had discussions on, and he was asking us to maybe not just break off from Amon right now, like we're getting ready to. Like, he's looking to get more established first.
Yeah, we're taking one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't we the team?
Yes, and we're taking it for ourselves.
But I don't really recall what we set ourselves up to do in this episode. Anybody?
How long ago? What was it? It was a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. We talked about Magnus.
I think we're gonna go try to turn on another power plant. Was that? I have an excuse. I have a brand new baby. I'm going to throw Lucy under the bus here. Sorry, kid.
I think we got to tap in Jesse.
No, I concur. We're supposed to go turn on another power plant.
So remind me our time frame. As I recall, I think we have about 3 days left until we're supposed to be back in the office. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, it was about 3-4 days.
Mm-hmm. So we figured we can squeeze in another power plant. There's 2 left, right?
Xavier had brought up that the one in the Sulane area was showing signs of activity, and that's the one that he wanted you to go check out.
Mm-hmm. As in its map icon fired up?
Correct.
You're never going to be familiar with the map, John, if you just keep on looking at the beam shooting into the sky of your next objective point and just driving haphazardly towards it.
I look down at the golden trail in front of me.
The golden trail.
And I only read the words that are highlighted and or blue.
I think there had been some discussion about whether we were going to all pile in the wrecker or whether we were going to caravan with all of the Randelson vehicles.
I think this was a wrecker mission because we planned on road trip talk.
Oh, yep, good call. Not that we couldn't just do that with Slivers as we caravan, but...
Is that what you're voting for? Do we want to stay flexible for reasons?
No, I would say we just get in the wrecker.
Okay.
Always an excuse to drive everybody.
Couldn't you technically just have an invisible servant drive us?
Yeah.
There are reasons that you don't do that.
Because I like to drive.
The invisible servant can't roll skill checks, so much like a Tesla driving into a painted wall.
There is a unseen servant variant that will drive for you. It gets like, that's all it can do is it gets like a X amount per your caster level drive check.
That's cool.
Not cool enough to take. Maybe well, if I was a wizard.
Yeah, Nyx did it.
Yeah, it's those detect secret doors.
Detect secret doors is a jam.
Yeah, it's killing. I'll end up this campaign.
It's helped us so much.
In case it's relevant, you did tell Xavier about the Anchored.
Mm, yeah, and we had a whole discussion about how Lucius is actually a phylactery.
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see why you blocked that out.
Well, so there's some things is like, you could recap the entire like conversations that we had in an episode. I'm just thinking about like kind of what's driving this episode from the last episode.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, you're driving, I believe.
We're all following your lead. You're the driver.
You said I couldn't drive.
No, you drive much better than me. I'm just driving.
I know.
You won't let me.
If it helps, just to let you guys know, I did take one of my skill chips, and I've got +3 to driving. Yeah.
Wait, I like that. I mean, what was your drive before that?
Let's say not good.
And to be fair, if something comes up, do you want me driving or want me able to jump out onto something?
I definitely want you to jump out onto a thing.
Okay.
And it's only the things that I'm supposed to be good at that have gotten us in serious trouble, like spellcraft and use magic device.
You're a caster, right? You could definitely do these.
I kind of do everything poorly.
Would you like some coffee? Yeah. To the wrecker. Oh yeah, Oswald was helping me get my armor on too. I'm suited up.
Yep, I did help that.
Are we expecting to get resistance on the way there? Because it's like a 6-hour drive, isn't it?
Yeah, but every time I don't wear my armor when we travel, we get into a combat and I don't have my armor on.
This episode's going to be the Keegan bladder meter.
Very well. So after Oswald helps Keegan get into his armor, you'll all get in the wrecker at the Umberson Estate and head out. Anything else you guys want to do before you leave?
Make sure I put on my sick driving goggles.
I was gonna make sure we had someone in charge. Like, we left. Is there someone here that's like managing the warehouse or the power house when we're not here?
It's technically not our powerhouse. Oh, yeah, right. So it's definitely being managed by...
Oh, yeah. Matilda's here, right?
Xavier's here. Matilda is not.
Yeah.
So Bold Construction is here, and then in the house, you have Jasper and her two friends. Are you bringing Cobbler for this one, or leaving him at the house?
And then, Barry and...
Gore.
Gore. Yes, Gore. Should we let them know that we were in trouble? <I'm on.
laughs> I think Gore knows.
You don't think they got that before we did?
I mean, they probably checked their corporate emails. I'm going to download some more music onto my HCOM to listen to.
Who wants the jump seat?
I think it's you.
All right. I will sit up front with Lucius.
But on this warm summer day, you all pile into the wrecker, music downloaded, armor equipped, sides in the trunk. If there's nothing else you need, how are you getting there, Lucius? Are you taking a log route, going through the city? What's the plan?
Quickest route's going to be the way to go. Quickest route that I know of, anyways.
Okay. Yeah, sticking to the freeway then. It'll take about 6 hours to cut across from our ferry to Sword Eye, and then head down the east side of the country, kind of keeping the spider forest to your left, begin heading down the eastern coast.
Was there ever, like, massive spider webs that span the road? Like, on the news? Like, somebody got picked up today.
How can we freak out Oswald?
Why are you doing this?
Oh, look, there's a big one over there.
No, mention what, you probably have like the raccoon-sized spiders that occasionally show up on the freeway and get squished.
Oh, that's awful, so.
But the freeway overall is far enough away from the forest that you can see it, but the spiders aren't going to get that far in without being stopped by Seekers or APD.
Raccoon spiders.
The best part are all the little fingers at the end of their legs.
The pet of help is just two hands with little fingers.
Little guy's just hungry for trash.
I'm not seeing on my character sheet, but I had thought that I had like a, or I asked for like an assortment of grenades. Can I say I have that, or should we turn that into a stop on the way?
An assortment of grenades.
Did I get my Frang's box of assorted explosives?
I mean, I'm fine if you want to stop at Bombs for Bros.
Is it Bombs for Bros or Bros for Bombs?
Bombs for Bros. We got the rebate card. I signed us up. Okay.
He's really close to getting that punch card.
Marshall's got his character sheet squared away. He's got that rebate card locked and loaded as an equipment.
Yeah, we'll definitely make a stop at Bombs for Bros.
Woo-hoo. I just imagine that scene when Joder was trying to buy fireworks. Your spleen splitters, your whiskey biscuits.
What?
No one ever liked that movie? Was I the only one?
Probably. I never watched Joder.
I missed that one. Sorry.
So leaving the Arferi district, you'll shift from the more heavily wooded area that's there, going across the freeway towards Sword Eye. You'll see the celestial symbols painted on the freeway, still not yet cleaned up. As you'll pass over into the Sword Eye district, trees will kind of give way more to rolling hills and more plains kind of setting as more vineyard territory. But you'll be able to stop by Bombs for Bros if you need to pick up anything. Otherwise, you'll cut through this district before you'll take the turn. They'll lead you down the east side past the spider forest.
Oh no, I'll definitely see a sign for Bombs for Bros and be like, we need to make a stop.
Good, I want to get another demolitions kit while we're here.
Might be a good time to grab some food, too.
Oh yeah, a prerequisite.
The way you guys talk about this place, I picture it more like a Hobbytown USA than a than a munitions store.
That's what it feels like.
Walking into a Joann's just with like explosives all over the place.
You'll head into the Bombs for Bros. The lizard folk behind the counter will, hey, welcome to Bombs for Bros. How can I help? What, popped collar, popped frill?
Are frills normally unpopped?
It depends on mating season.
When you're a bro, it's always mating season.
Yeah, I'll... Hey, I'd love to see what you got for grenades today. And what I'm after is an assortment of stronger grenades.
How stable do you look mentally?
I probably look pretty good right now.
Officer Bros doesn't care about that.
I have a big weed out card.
Yeah, I definitely don't look like somebody that knows how to use a grenade, but...
I'm going to pick up a demolitions kit while I'm here.
The bro helping you? Well, yeah, we've got a wide assortment, and we'll point towards the variety of grenades that they have, between cryo grenades to pyro grenades, living steel. Take your pick.
So yeah, I'll look at them, I'll start picking them up, and I'll ask, do you give a discount if I'm looking to make a large purchase?
Yeah, we do 20% off if you buy them by the dozen.
And I'll smile and say I'm in. I'd pick up, like, let's say two of the greater EMP grenades and, like, three frag grenades. Try one of these shield ones. I think I'm just looking to get, like, one of everything, but get a couple extra of the frag grenades and EMPs.
Freshik here will start putting them all in a box for you and ask for your punch card.
Here you go.
Oh, sweet. It's all filled up. He'll hand it back and start a new one for you.
Nice.
Yeah, we're going to say there's quite a few grenades going on here. And he sets down the box, and suddenly all these grenades start levitating and flying into my pockets.
I know how we're going to lose Lucius. Do you just always have two unseen servants with you at all times?
I'm just mage-handing these things.
Freshik will... Whoa. Watch. As you load up your coat and you all head out.
Hopefully I won't need them, but you never know.
Thanks, bro.
You got it, bro.
You bet we'll be back.
But yeah, you're in the main Sword Eye Square, or the main Sword Eye, central hub for the city. You can see the water fountain in the middle of the giant roundabout. See the St. Gant Hotel. There's a Verdon Fire across the street that you went to with Matilda, but there's also fast food around here. Bah Humburgers, Gravity Euros. Things of that nature.
I'll head to Gravity Euros, pick up Euros for the crew.
Yeah, good plan.
Make sure to give Lucius one with, like, triple the normal meta sauce.
Well, it sucks. I don't know what to do.
Oh, there's so much sauce.
He just eats over his coffee cup and turns it into coffee.
It turns it, anything solid turns into coffee grounds.
Loading up on both grenades and euros before hopping back in the vehicle, you can see here, there are a few banners that are coming down at the moment of people celebrating the new head of the Seekers of the Sword Eye District, Investigator Quinn.
Huh. That's fantastic. So his big bust went well, or... Yeah, it went well.
We were saying that we were going to have some conversations on this drive. I don't recall anything that I wanted to talk about.
Well, I got one for you. What are you planning on blowing up?
I'm just trying to be prepared.
Oh, the good old self-defense grenade.
That's not part of a specific plan?
Nope, not part of a specific plan. You'll know when I buy the wreckers.
You didn't get any wreckers?
No, they're too big.
Do we need to turn around? Keegan, what do you do if somebody's got a wrecker right there in front of you primed to go off? Like, how do you keep that from being a problem?
I mean, there's not a lot you can do if someone's got a primed wrecker in front of you. Run.
I'm going to be remembering the time that I lost my arm.
I mean, it depends on if it's on a timer or not, or if it's just, like, it's active, don't touch it.
Huh.
Why do you ask? I mean,
well, because...
I was like, that's a interesting question.
I mean, because I was recently faced with that situation with Chesero, and there's a wrecker just sitting there, and it was very clearly meant to send us a signal, but, like, if we could, I don't know, somehow prevent it from going off, I think it was, like, there was a signal being sent to it to set it off or something like that. So if there's some way that you know of as a demolitions expert to, like, block that signal and keep it from detonating... That'd be useful to know, because I feel like this isn't the last time we're going to see that tactic.
I've got follow-up questions. Who were you... who were you dealing with that had this wrecker?
Oh, that one guy that I told you about. You know, the guy that I'm looking up the name of right now?
I just remember you saying you hung out with Chesro.
Mm-hmm. Am I not seeing his name? It was the guy that rubbed you the wrong way, that was a former Corlian military, who we found out is now part of the Anchored. Or maybe a leader of Marion Shatter. That's the guy.
The dude from the... when we were looking at the wreckage of Bold Requisitions?
We first encountered Varian as a friend of Ravik Stokes.
Yeah, that's him. Okay.
Had some tattoos as an Avila convict. You pegged him as a deserter.
And he's joined with the Anchored now?
Or maybe always was. I don't know.
That's why he was hanging around looking for Lucius and Ravik.
So anyway, yeah, he's got access to Wreckers, or at least the one.
My gut's saying that we either need to know what signal it's on to either intercept it, or... I mean, there's a bunch of different options, and they can be set up to take different signals, different setups for what there's to do. There's not just a quick kill switch on them.
All right. So you could probably disarm it if it was in front of you.
Yeah. Yeah, if it was in front of me, I could disarm it. And possibly fours could intercept the signal and kill it that way. Mm.
Do you know what kind of signal it is?
You're asking me? I don't.
Did it go off? Is it still sitting somewhere? Is it something we should be looking into?
Oh, it went off. Yeah, it exploded. Varian fell backwards in his chair, and that's when it went off. So I gotta assume it was like a button or something, or he like sent a signal through his HCOM or something like that. But something, he wasn't right next to it when it went off.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, no, it went off.
What blew up?
A chunk of Chesero's library.
Like the one he summons, or the one he lives at?
The one he summons, which is part of the one he lives at.
Yeah, but the one he summoned is also his friend.
Yeah, I know. It was that one. He summoned it, and it blocked most of the explosion.
Okay.
How much of it is left?
Can the friend still talk?
I think so. I mean, I think it was still intact, just damaged. I'm sure Chesro will be happy to talk about it at length the next time we see him.
Yeah, I count on it.
You know, he wears like a red bandana now? Not because he's part of the red bandana, but because he's, quote, been to war.
Yeah, I think he told me that. I think he said he was ranking.
Sounds like Jethro.
Like they made him a sergeant or something. I think he said something like that.
Yeah.
I feel like Dosh was going to tell us something too.
Spill it, Dosh.
Go ahead and give me a perception check as you are all heading down the east freeway towards Silene. This is only probably about 3 hours away still. You're seeing the Dustblade Tower from this side, the ziggurat. You're passing by the east side light rail.
Perception.
Down back.
20 for me.
9.
Aw. I thought that was 22, but that's 4s. Mine's 11.
All right. Well, that makes sense. Lucius has to keep his eyes on the road. Keegan has to keep his eyes on the road.
To make sure Lucius is doing well.
He's in the driver's seat.
He's got his own brake on that side. Oswald and Fours, you'll see spray painted on the light rail as it's going by. You'll see the standard kind of tag for G3 for the Gelatinous Cube Gang, but you will see that spray painted in a slightly different color right next to it is an N3. But that will whip by rather quickly. And following the trail, the light rail, up Fours, you can definitely see those air spirits chasing after the train.
Oh, nice, because how fast does the train go?
Comparable to your bike.
Nice.
But yeah, you'll see that you're passing over some of the Dusk Banter eastern outer districts, similar to like the warehouse districts that you guys have on your side, on the west side of the city. To the east, you can see, just catch a glimpse of the ocean at this point, at the halfway place. You can see the, condemned halfling village that used to be there, that's going to be renovated and built it with new apartments and homes. It was a historical site for a while, so it was a lot of smaller, but then has now finally been reapproved to be remodeled and brought back in to expand Dusk Banter. Less space given over to historical locations as they trim back at the Spider Forest and clear out some of these old cities.
Like we can build these much taller now.
Mm-hmm. A rail development project?
Yep.
Was there people living there before this, or just an old...
They were paid relocations.
Okay. Will they be allowed to come back after it's done?
If they can afford it.
It'll be terrific beachfront property.
Their applications do have priority.
Oh. Okay, just curious.
Was the N1 thing pointed out to everyone, or is it just Forza saw it?
N3.
N3.
Those are just, they saw it as it went by really quick.
Okay.
Is the styling of the G3, like the 3 is an exponent, like a cubed number, is that how they do it?
Yeah.
And was the N3 in the same style where the 3 is an exponent?
No.
Okay.
Was it in the same graffiti style? It went by too fast. Yeah, I was thinking, was it in the same style as the Void tagger that was tagging stuff in Celestial?
It is not, no.
Okay.
I think that's what I was trying to get at, but I didn't know if I saw it enough or not. Or I don't think I actually saw the graffiti, so I think I just know that from you guys talking about it.
Mulmori.
I didn't see this shit, but maybe you guys want to fucking talk about what you saw?
Yes. Yeah, I was also thinking, like, maybe it looked like the Celestial graffiti, but I'm since it's clearly an N3, it doesn't seem like it matches, right?
I mean, it's N3 is not Celestial specifically, but it's also not painted in the same style or handwriting, so.
Yeah.
Maybe it's about time we came up with our own tag.
We totally should.
I'm going to leave that shit all around the Mon offices.
Right.
The same symbol that's on all of your jackets.
Who keeps bringing Sharpies into the office restrooms and drawing graffiti on the stalls? So now, listeners are going to have to submit on our Discord their own rendition of the Bold Requisitions graffiti.
And if you work in construction like I do, you start tagging those porta potties.
Mm-hmm. Well, after that, passing into the Solene District, you'll start to see the more mountainous regions start to appear, pine trees and whatnot. As the hills get larger and start to expand up and above the area of the freeway, you'll pass underneath a billboard for the Verdant Challenge as they show a couple of guests for next season, a pair of halflings. But,
what's the Verdant Challenge?
Basically the Survivor, but they put them on the Verdant Isles.
So they're feeding people the spiders?
Oh, there's much worse stuff on the Verdant Isles.
The druids, I see.
Well, that's where the Bandur snatches are, right?
Yeah, and the nightmare spiders and the cyclopes and a variety of other large and horrific monsters.
Are the onyx deers there?
Nah, that's Corlea.
Okay.
As these last couple hours go by, now on the southeast part of the continent, you are fully in the Solene District. Billboards for next stops for Bah Humburgers, as well as the Amon Protectorate Division training facility on the south part of the district. Exit signs up ahead.
Boris, how's your kin doing?
Oh.
Are they still stuck at the office? Or in like, no, they were in like the Easy Snooze, right?
They left town not too long ago. I think they said they were going to Junction, but I can't remember, honestly.
Yeah, I think Storm kicked him out of the office.
Yeah, eventually.
Kick them.
They put him up in an easy snooze to get him out of the office.
Is there any worry about the Anchored still trying to track them down?
Well, hopefully they'll have their head on a swivel. Like, I'm not going to babysit them. I imagine they're still coming after Lucius. But he didn't really want to talk about his grandfather. And I'll look over at Lucius.
Driving.
Lucius's ears turn red as he's like gripping the steering wheel. So, Lucius, assuming this whole like power plant recovery thing goes more or less smoothly, what's the plan for when you get back to Amon?
Right now, I'm thinking that the plan is to just try to ride this as long as we can. I think that Xavier is probably right, and we should buy as much time as possible. But when we do get back, I still want to look into the promise, see if we can't locate it at least.
Like a good plan.
What do you think the promise will do for us now? Or is it not about us? It's about, like, helping kind of everybody.
That's how I see it, helping everybody. But for us, maybe it's... I don't know what we can do with it, but when we find out its potential, maybe we can... I don't know, even get ourselves out of this contract.
Have you had Xavier look at the contract?
Our contract with Amon or the promise?
With Amon.
No, I haven't.
Alright, yeah. I mean, if we're, I don't know, if we're trying to get out from this contract with Amon somehow, it's probably going to take some expert help.
I see where you're going with this. And I'll just sigh and like, talk to Xavier when we get back.
Yeah, or maybe not. I mean, maybe the promise does it for us. Maybe the promise gives us some kind of, like, protection if we decide we just want to quit and then Amon can't do anything, you know? Who knows?
Yeah, we'll just see. But I wouldn't say that we could bank on it.
And is Dosh part of the contract right now? I know there was kind of a legal hiccup there with being under Barry's name, so...
Yeah, I'll have to have some look at that. Maybe I'm not actually part of it. Maybe I'm a loophole.
Yeah, it's another thing to consider.
But either way, I'm with you guys, so what's the difference?
Well, I mean, if we needed to get out from underneath Amon in a hurry, then maybe the right way to do that would be to follow you to the Red Bandana and see if they could, I don't know, protect us or something. I don't know a whole lot about the Red Bandana, but I know they've been around for a while, despite Amon trying to get rid of them.
Red Bandana is like a really grassroots operation, right? They don't have a lot of resources. So they probably could help us, but not a lot. They'd be helping us help ourselves, I think.
Speaking of Red Bandana, you will all pass underneath a billboard for the Secrets of McKeith Casino that says it's 5 hours north at exit 22. But you can see a group of about four, probably on the younger side, a couple of voids, a human, and a Corlian, as they all have kind of large red beanies, and they are spray painting mustaches and swear words on the billboard here.
What was the billboard for?
The McKeith Casino.
All right.
Fours, you would recognize these as the Red Caps, the Gabos of the Sulane District, one of the many goblin gangs.
Did you race against those guys?
I did. Yeah. I did race against them. There's a handful of them.
You raced against the Gabos, and those are Dusk Panther specific? Oh,
one of the goblin gangs, the Gabos.
Yeah.
Not specifically the Red Caps. Got it.
Yeah, Selene and Arfari also have their own goblin gangs. Sword Eye does not.
Not until now.
We're moving to Sword Eye so we can be goblins.
Big campaign stories twist.
We joined the worst gang.
No, we created the worst gang.
But with that said, you have this Sulane capital city up on top of the mountain. You know, there's the various monasteries about the area, the national parks. Right now, you're still on the lower side where you have a lot of the housing and businesses near the APD training facilities and the lighthouses that mark the southern coast. Pass by that, the area familiar to Fours of where the old Justicari warehouse was.
Oh, this was where I popped out on the other side. So which means we're close to a Bob Hamburgers.
Next stop.
Time to get something to eat again.
And you are not too far away from one of the National Forest entrances where you once met Ranger Sands.
The places that Mulmori wanted to put his celestial protection graffiti stuff, was it a lighthouse in Sulane or Sulane?
Sulane.
Okay.
Near the APD training facility.
Yeah. I bet I know where the power plant is. Yeah, I'll point it out. I'll and say that lighthouse is one of the places that Mulmori said that the celestial graffiti needed to be put to protect everybody from Tonkair, which, again, I don't think any of us know what Tonkair is, but if it's some kind of special site, maybe it's special for a reason, so maybe that's where the power plant is. Maybe.
There's a shrine there.
Yeah.
That sounds like as good a lead as any. That actually sounds like a good lead, in fact.
Yeah, I'm in.
Worst case scenario, we go see a cool lighthouse.
Yeah. To the lighthouse.
I mean, it's also near or maybe part of the APD training facility, and depending on what our relationship is with the local cops, that might be something we have to work through.
Can we contact Quinn? Isn't he the commander of this area?
Yeah, wait a second. Where does my golden trail lead me?
Oh, you have a sparkle thing that's pointing in a direction?
Yeah, we're just going to visit the lighthouse. I don't see why anybody would have a huge problem. And if they do, then that might be enlightening.
Yeah,
as far as the lighthouse on public territory, you can definitely go visit that. There's one in the APD section that you do not have access to.
If we stop at some point, if we stop at one of these lighthouses, I'm going to grab a
a map from the glove box and see if I can narrow down which of these lighthouses would be the...
Yeah, you definitely have a nice walk as you park and then walk out towards the shoreside cliff edge where you can see the lighthouse that looks out over the southern waters here. But look at your map on this nice summer day. Go ahead and give me a knowledge geography.
Will you settle for a knowledge nature? I don't have geo.
No one has that.
I guess I was just sort of cross-referencing it to the device that I had seen in the Arfairy District's shrine where they had all the light-up stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Compared to the picture, it does not look like it's on the shore's edge. It looks like it's in the mountains.
And is the APD facility that is blocking one of the... Or is that located in the mountains?
It is not. It is on the shore's edge.
All right.
Oh, it sounds like we're going the wrong direction.
Mountain lighthouses are less useful.
Depends on how big of the ship it is.
Yeah, because what if there's like an airship?
I'll look over to Oswald and I'll say which lighthouse. They were talking about a specific one that needed protecting.
Not as such, no. Momori is not good at specificity. So I'll take a picture of like the lighthouse that we're at, the one we can easily access. And I'll, from wherever we're at, I'll also take a picture of the one we can't get close to. I suspect I don't have Momori's HCOM number. I'm not even sure if he has an HCOM, does he?
He does not.
Yeah, so next time I see him, I'll ask him which of these is the one he cares about. And I don't know what kind of good that will do him, because... or us.
I'm going to just circle on the map as near as I can tell the area where I think we should be looking.
All right.
Up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Well, what time of day is it? And then based off the map or where we saw the icon anyways, does it look like it's going to be remote? Like it's time to like maybe hit up a inn or something before going out?
Is it near the sands like? Incident?
I mean, it's 6 hours driving. You guys left fairly early. It's summertime, so it's getting to be about 7, 8 p.m. But there's still light out.
Does anybody remember what triggered us to go to the Umbra Sun estate in the first place? Because I don't... Did we already have advanced knowledge that there was some kind of shrine on that property?
Yeah, we did. Amon gave us the task to scout it out to see if there was any significance to the site, as I recall.
And the one that your sister went and secured was also at a shrine.
Mm-hmm. I was there too.
Okay.
That's what he did while we were away.
Is there a shrine? Is there a god shrine that is like specifically listed?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I mean, yeah, I'll look it up on my HCOM. As exciting as that is.
Maybe if we do end up having to sleep for the night, we can look at those, you know, those little brochures that they always have in the lobby of hotels for all the local tourist attractions.
Oh yeah,
one of those for like some shrine up in the mountains, you know?
Yeah.
I love those things. I got a stack of them.
Along with all their sweet and low.
But looking up on your HCOM, yeah, amongst the various visitor and tourist sites here in Solanae, besides the various monasteries, there are a few different shrines dedicated to older gods. One of Tali, the largest Tali shrine, actual physical location in the Dargath Empire, as well as a Horeth shrine, and one to Ulden, the Levant of Water.
Well, it's probably going to be a shrine to one of the nine gods, probably.
Yeah, and it was McKeith was the one that sent the people to shut down the shrines, right? The ones that we've already recovered?
Yes, if my theory is correct. All the same, everyone we've been to has had an agent of McKeith there.
Wasn't the last shrine we had a Horeth shrine?
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably not a Horeth shrine, right? That is probably either the Tali or the Ulden?
And Ulden's Labat.
Yeah, not one of the nine.
Yep.
But the other one you said was Arashi. That's not one of the nine, right?
No, yeah, you're right.
But do you think it is the Horeth? Like, every Horeth shrine is possibly a power plant?
No, I don't think that. Because the last shrine I went to with Matilda was an Arashi shrine and had nothing to do with Horeth.
It was like that all the way down? Like, it was a similar kind of layout as the one we all went in? Like a big, you know, cavernous space underground?
Kinda, only it was more, as opposed to deep, it was wide. that makes sense. Okay. Multi-tiered and found its way to the ocean, or what I think was the ocean from underground.
And you saw evidence down in the below ground area that it was still Arashi? It's not like there was an Arashi shrine just that like came later above ground?
Jeff, I'd have to ask you on that one.
No, it stayed consistently Arashi.
Right, because I'm thinking about the Horath one, and it definitely had like some... Well, I guess it kind of brought up some of the other gods, or am I wrong on that? Am I remembering that wrong?
The secret door was specifically to Makith.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a crossover that isn't specifically Horath.
And that's similar to what you saw at the Arashi Shrine.
Right. What was the symbol on the map for this area? Or was it just a gem that lights up?
A gem that lights up.
What color was it?
From Forz's picture, it looks similar to the one in the Arferi district.
Hmm.
So it's another ruby gem.
Okay. And sorry, the ruby gems, we have or have not been to one of those ones.
You have. That was a Horath one.
Okay.
Yeah, and the Arashi one was a Topaz one, as is the other one in the Seleni district.
Well, how do you guys feel about maybe finding a place to sleep for the night? And we maybe... kind of feel around, hit up some public houses, and my logic here is that this one might be active, so maybe somebody knows about like an expedition or something going on at a shrine.
What do you mean active?
Well, what I'm saying is we went to the first shrine, and when we turned it on, its gem kind of lit up right on the map. It's as if these shrines are connected, and that happened with the shrine I went to with Matilda. Since this one turned on our maps inside the shrines that we are currently using, maybe somebody else found it first.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe people in the area might know about people going into that area, which could give us an insight on where we're actually going.
Is that a roundabout call for a gather info?
Yeah.
The three candidate shrines that Forrest has discovered for Horath, Tali, and Olden, how far outside of town are these places?
Olden one looks like it's on the southeastern cliffside, kind of at the end, like on a cape kind of thing. The Horath one is in the mountains. The Tali one is at the capital at the top of the mountains.
Okay.
In the main city up there.
So each of these would be a drive to get to, so.
You said there's like there's maps on each of the machines themselves, right? In the power plants that the lights light up?
Yeah.
Do we have a picture of those or anything? Or is there any, can we get someone to send us a picture of one? We might be able to use.
Or took a picture. It's just they're based on old maps before there were entire cities and freeways.
Yeah, but mountain will be on there, right?
Yep.
No, we're not really great at the knowledge of geography, but...
No one is. That's it. Next game, I'm making a geomancer and putting all my skill points into knowledge geography.
But it might be able to, we might be able to overlay, see if any of the mountains line up.
I could give Jasper a call and she could, in real time, check out the map in the Arferi power plant and see if that gives us any insights.
Yeah, I say do it. We give Jasper some time, and I'm still kind of thinking it's a good idea to take a break, get a night's rest, and then hit in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, too.
Yeah, it's easy enough to find an easy snooze over here to pull in for the evening. The Lykel front desk woman will hand you your keys and wish you all a good night and let you know about what places are open nearby and places to eat.
Yeah, I'll take them up on that. And, head up a place where we might be able to gather some information.
Do we want to split up for this info, or do we want to pair off, or what we want to do here?
Buddy cop this.
Want to go mug some people for information about your national parks?
Right. We're going to go to, a tavern, and then... Oswald's gonna go beat up some guy in an alley. No, I say we all just go out to get a good meal and at a public place and see what we can't find.
So an actual sit-down restaurant as opposed to the fast food we normally eat.
I'm thinking like a tavern or something.
Cool,
like a Bennigan's.
TGI Friday is out of business, right? We can technically say thank God it's Fridays is a. There's a restaurant place that got sued because they died. Or did Applebee's die yet?
No, it's still around. I saw one the other day. Yeah. Wasn't boarded up or nothing.
Yeah, so you're able to find the evening kind of tavern, basic local eatery around here called Bumblebirds.
Bet you they got cornhole in the back.
They serve a variety of goat dishes.
Hell yeah.
Along with a lot of kind of nuts and cheeses combined with rice.
Nice.
But chatting up here, you guys can go and give me a gather info.
Gimfo.
Did that get rolled in diplomacy? I think it did, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, gather info is diplomacy. Ugh.
12.
I attempt to roll my diplomacy, and I got a total of 24. But how many of these people are human?
I got a 29.
Oh, yeah.
On a natural 20 on my diplomacy. But I might be too busy eating the spiciest goat curry they have on the menu.
Talking it over with people here, between Lucius and Oswald, with a 24 and a 29, asking about the shrines.
Well, just asking about activities. For me, I'm thinking about asking about activities that would be going on in the mountains. Okay. See if there's, like, I don't know, any expeditions or, like, large jobs or mining operations, maybe. I don't know. See, just kind of get a feeling for what's going on out there.
Chatting with people about that. You're actually getting a lot of, not aggression towards you, but a lot of people that are kind of pissed off that Entek, ever since Silene got itself all in a big bunch, they put out their own private seekers, Entek, and they're not letting a lot of people up into the national parks. A lot of logging jobs got shut down. A lot of our work is kind of waylaid for the moment because they're still claiming that there's issues. Strange creatures that started late last year, moving through the woods. And of course, some of them will bring up, like, yeah, I've heard all the red direwolves have moved to the east side of the mountain, and the splicer beasts just don't even come around anymore.
Oh, yeah? Well, when did all this start again? As I start sweating while slowly cleaning myself from excess sweat.
You okay, mister? You look mighty guilty.
Yeah, and with that nat 20 from Oswald, a kind of heavier set woman, dark curly hair with freckles, will approach and, well, hey there, I'm Gerard Alarine. I'm an Entek commander in the area, and ignore these guys, and she'll kind of give them all a mean stare down. But okay. Yes, there have been sightings of creatures up in those woods, which we're trying to keep people safe from. And right now, we can only clear certain areas for public viewings. So, you know, but if Amon, and she'll be looking at Lucius in his speed suit with your badge.
Yeah,
Amon's asking. We're happy to answer.
Mind
if I join you? And she'll just pull over her goat chowder and take a seat at your table.
Goat chowder. Yeah. Well, she's that. Give her a yeah. Please do. Can I get a sense of how friendly this person is towards us with maybe a sense motive?
Sure.
I got a total of 21. So I guess what I'm asking is, does it seem like false, or does it seem, or it, like it might be misleading, or are they genuinely like, oh, sick, come on, people are here.
Like, does she know who you are?
Nobody knows who I am.
In context of what happened up here?
You no, it was you.
It was you.
No, she seems to be willing and able to work with other authority figures. She does not seem to have any direct, obvious aggression towards Amon, but seems to be more involved with keeping the peace.
All right.
Here comes the antagonize.
Yeah, all right. Fucking cops. Here we go.
This is completely unprovoked, unforced error.
So, yeah, glad you could join us. What do you know about these monster sightings that are scaring away other monsters?
Well, I'd say not too much. I mean, from what we'd be able to find out, there's... And she'll look around, make sure nobody's too close. It's, you know, a loud bar, big space. We believe it has something to do with kind of cursed animals, right? Even some of the large elk, some of the owlbears, rotted inside and out. Black ooze coming out of their lungs. Eyeballs popping, but they're still moving. Absolutely horrific.
I'll take my drink down wrong and start coughing a little bit.
Oh, hey there, buddy. Don't drink too fast. Gotta get some water over here. But anyways, so Entek has been trying to find out where the hell they're coming from. We had an accident late last year that, as far as we can tell, there's not really much to go on. There was some conflict there, of course, but we killed most of them, and they'd gone away for a few months, but geez, We caught some early spring and just now summer-wise. We're starting to find a few more. We're trying to make sure that it gets done before the Scorn Moon comes back because we don't want these things running rampant.
I'll start kind of digging around my pockets or something, thinking like maybe I've got a map or I don't really know. But when I don't find that, I'll kind of clear some space on the table and slap my hand down and a map will appear of the area, an illusion of a map. And I'll ask, would you be able to kind of define any, like, where maybe this is happening, a central location? Curious if there's any sites nearby that would kind of warrant an investigation.
Oh, geez. Well, I mean, she'll point at the map and over here on this side here from the incident. Shame, lost a few good people that day. That's where they originally started from, but we've seen them all the way over in the North National Park as well, spread across the mountainside. Most recent ones we've been running into are over on the north side, but we have that park blocked off, of course. We're trying to open up the east side here.
Based on my memory of our shrine locations, was there one close to where she's pointing?
Yeah, the Horath Shrine.
The Horath Shrine?
Yeah, the east one is where Ranger Sands and you guys were.
All right. So, yeah, so there's two locations where two shrines are kind of close by.
No. Nope. And I apologize. I said east side. It should be the west side. National Park is where the Ranger Sands incident was.
Right.
But the Horath Shrine she's talking about is at the National Park North.
Right. In my illusion, there will be kind of a red icon will kind of bling up for a second and then dissipate.
Yeah, she'll, oh, that's cool. Very neat.
That could have been a fireball. Third level spell. Yeah, so you have that area blocked off?
Yeah. She will cast her own illusionary cantrip and put down a
few
blocks.
That was a cantrip. Marker. That was a third level major illusion spell.
The whole room looks like a forest.
Sweating.
With a ghost sound, she'll touch the areas of the map and it'll make a ping of, yep, here and here. Or we could put up blockades to make sure that the public is not allowed in there and that only NTEC and, well, approved authorities are.
First off, can I get a sense of what kind of caster this person is?
Yeah, go and give me a spellcraft.
I'm going to attempt to use a spellcraft. As you all know, I don't do this very good. I attempt spellcraft. I got a total of 26.
Okay. Yeah, that's enough to know that she seems to cast not with, like, in a sorcerer fashion, like yourself. Does seem to use the hand gestures that says wizard or at least a spellbook user.
Sure. Just curious.
That spellcraft is enough that you know that the Solanae area does have a history of Duskblades or Maguses or caster fighters.
As members of Amon, we are here for a reason, and we are trying to look into disturbances like this. What would it take to become approved to go and actually investigate these sites?
I'm sure you boys got your badges, official paperwork.
Is my Amon badge?
Yeah, I'll kind of give a click onto my badge. So yeah, you can see we're official.
She will pull out her data pad and just double check. After a brief moment, she'll, oh, yep, there you are. Lucius Estebold, Keegan Creek. Yeah, I'm more than happy to take you guys up there tomorrow if you want. I was planning on knocking back a few brews tonight, so don't feel like going now unless you really have to.
Yeah, I don't see why we can't do both. I also feel like this is going to bite us in the ass for letting them know who we are.
Nothing ever bites us in the ass. We couldn't possibly face any kind of consequences from you repeatedly trying to lean on your association with Amon to get access to places.
Well, who knows? Maybe this is going to be another Ranger Sands incident where no good deed goes unpunished.
We didn't get flagged.
But Gerardo will. Well, if we're going to have some fun tonight, I'll order another round. This one's on me.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll cheers to that.
You guys like Pinewood liquor?
About to find out.
Yes.
I do.
She'll order shots and a few pitchers of beer. And, you know.
I'll pull out the old violin. Do some fiddling. Make it real.
All right. Yeah, go and give me that perform.
And what do you do with the other two arms?
Yeah.
Shake hands.
And sign autographs.
I just got a 14. World 3.
Dash is his own free ride.
How long have you had a violin?
Quite a while.
Ah,
I don't play them very often, but I think I've used it mostly on my days off.
A robot would have to be crazy to want to be a folk singer.
Yeah, Gerardo will, as the drink hits, as the night goes on, she will try to dance along, but with an 11, she's not a good dancer, but she does have fun.
Yeah, I don't intend on drinking it very much, so I'll probably just kind of sleight of hand away the harder stuff and pretend it was great.
Yeah, we'll end the session with two things. One, Gerardo will... Oh, I'll hit you guys up. You guys are staying at the Easy Snooze, right?
You know it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alrighty. We'll get you as close as we can, but looks like we all have a hike in front of us.
Dosh breaks a chord on his violin.
Bwing! And then Lucius, you'll get the text from Matilda saying, "I'm really sorry. They sold the house. It looks like it's going to be a bar."
Yeah, I knew that.
And Rover!
Yeah. We got this. Oh, Keegan's excited.
Yeah. Yeah,
hike in the woods and...
Thanks for listening. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You know all the stuff. It helps us out, and it's fun to do. The music you heard from Nihilor was Monolithic, as well as The Wood Shall Wave on the Mountains and Forgiven. You heard Cyberkong by Mood Mode and Big City Dreams by Moses Harris Jr. It's a crazy world out there. Stay safe and take care of each other. All right. Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.